When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest is an Emmy winner and Tony nominee who has performed in four different languages in over 45 countries. She now stars in a solo stage production of Great Expectations here in New York. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Eddie Izzard. Nice to see you.
Very good to be here.
Now, the last time we were together was 2017. Yep. And at the time, if you remember, you said within 4 to 5 years, and it has been 5 years, you would be running for parliament.
Yeah.
And you are one of your word, because on Sunday you had your primary election.
Yeah.
Here's a pamphlet. This proves you're running for office.
Yes. But
now,
we should add to this.
Primary was Sunday. How'd it go?
I didn't get it. I came second. But it's called the great people in the city of Sheffield. Sheffield is a steel city. Yes, and people who know Sheffield in tonight, you may not know Sheffield so well, but it's
Sheffield.
Got a big heart. It's got great people, great character. It was a steel city. Then the steel industry kind of went away from Britain, and they've reinvented themselves, high energy, high engineering jobs, and two great universities, a lot of great talent there. So, it's where I went to. When I went to my degree when I was doing accounting and financial management when I was a kid. And someone was there as well who remembers my degree.
You have an accounting degree?
Well, I dropped...
Something to fall back on?
I dropped out after 1 year, just like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates did.
Very similar.
That's the group I've shoved myself in. Well, I knew I wanted to perform. When did you know you wanted to perform?
Well, when I ended up being the youngest of 11 children. That's when I
found out. Oh, right,
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Well,
there was always an audience there.
Years old. Mama died when I was 6. 7 years old.
Oh.
I lost the love and affection of Mum. And suddenly there was an audience giving out love and affection. I said, I think I need that. And it just locked in. And then I had to pretend that, yes, I'll go to university. But I was never going
to... Did you get it? Did you get that? Because a lot of people, I lost my father and a couple of my brothers when I was quite young. And that actually led me to, like, try to keep my mom happy. That was sort of the beginning of my performance for me, I think, when I was around 10. But did that supplant that love? Or did that feed that missing piece of you... Sincerely, I mean. Or was it like a ghost you were chasing?
I think it was a ghost I was chasing. I've tried to do amazing things. You know, I've been running lots of multiple marathons and stuff and performing, as you said, in multiple languages. And I in my documentary that was done on me, it was about trying to do enough so that maybe Mum could see that stuff was happening that was different and she could see from beyond, you know, wherever. But I unfortunately don't think... You know, I think Mum's gone, and but she's in here, and I'm trans. I'm not trans because of Mum. You know, I was just trans before that. I knew when I was about 4 or 5. So, yeah, but I've just tried to live a positive life, open, being honest, being out for 37 years, acting and doing stand-up comedy, which are quite different things, you know?
Very much so. But I never did stand-up. I admire people who've done it because it seems like a bit of a lonely thing at times.
It can... Yeah, I think it can be. I'm quite happy out there because I feel I'm with the audience because I'm talking... In my stand-up, I'm talking complete nonsense about pigs in space and playing banjos and stuff, and the audience is there, and it's like everyone's coming to my room and we're all just playing around. In drama, it's a different thing. Like the Dickens is a drama. It's not a comedy. It's
let's get to that right
great
here. What we've got right here is that you are also Besides running for office,
yes.
I do want to ask you about that in just a moment about that. But you were also at the Greenwich House Theater here downtown in New York. You are doing a one-person adaptation of the Dickens classic Great Expectations.
Yeah.
Okay, so I... Dickens fans. A lot of Dickens fans here tonight.
Well... People have already been... Patrick Stewart has been doing Christmas Carol. A number of people have been doing Christmas Carol. Sure. Simon Callow in Britain. So the idea of doing solo shows has happened before. It's just the interesting thing on this is that I'm using Richard Pryor's stand-up technique, which has infused my stand-up, Well, Richard used to do this thing. If you watch Richard Pryor live, you can see him... I think it's talking about two African-American guys going hunting.
Yeah.
And one guy going, hey, OK, you give me the gun. He says, well, I haven't got the gun. You haven't got the gun? Where's the gun? And it's this talking of two characters, slightly different voices, different postures, different attitude, talking to each other with this sort of quarter turn.
Yes.
And so I thought, I like that. I come from sketch comedy. I'll do that in my stand-up. So I've done it all over my stand-up. And then I realised with the Dickens, I could do it in the Dickens dramatically. So I have Estella, Miss Havisham, and Pip all talking to each other with this thing where I change the attitude, the voice, and I just get all the characters talking to each other that way. Sometimes up to five or six characters.
Do you ever get confused?
Yes, all the time.
Yes, in life. Let's sell some tickets. Let's build expectations for this.
Build great expectations for this.
Okay.
Yes.
So, how great are these expectations?
The expectation. Well, do you want me to tell them the story of how it goes?
Totally,
if you don't know the story, it's kind of a... Well, it's a rags-to-riches story of a little kid who was growing up as an apprentice to a blacksmith, and he gets given all this money. He doesn't know who it's from. He thinks it's from a rich lady who lives in a... cranky old lady who lives up in a house who has a beautiful adopted daughter, but it isn't. And he becomes this guy who's throwing money left, right and centre. He thinks money's going to make him happy. It doesn't in the end. And he learns the lessons and he tries to become a decent human being by the end of the story. It's one of his more advanced stories, his later stories, and it's a great epic.
Well, I want to ask you back about this politics for just one second here.
Because you have politics in your country too.
We do have politics here. And I don't want to talk about politics in my country other than this. You have a successful career.
Yes.
You make things better for people by doing your comedy. As you said, you're not alone, they're not alone because they're with you in the theater. Why do you want to do politics? Have you spent time with these people? What? Because I admire people who are trying to do the right thing. I just meet so few of them.
Well,
is your politics different than our politics?
No, it's the same thing. I mean, there are certain politicians, in inverted commas, who've turned up who decided that they could do lying instead of, you know, telling the truth. And you've got a Donald Trump on your side, and we had a Boris Johnson on our side, the Tweedledum and Tweedledee of of pants on fire politics.
Yes.
You know? And... it kind of attracts people who have personality, who have ego, but just decide, I'm just going to lie my way through the whole of this. Mm-hmm. And it appeals to certain people because they appeal to a certain base. And I'm a radical but a moderate. I do radical things.
Radically moderate?
Yeah. Well, I run 130 marathons, but I'm making money for charities in Britain and around the world. That's pretty moderate in intention, but it's a radical thing to do. And, you know, in South Africa, I did 27 marathons in 27 days for Nelson Mandela. That's out there, but, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And salutes Nelson Mandela.
How are your knees?
My knees are fine, bizarrely. I don't know why, but my knees keep going.
Are you still running?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm going to keep doing marathons forever until I shuffle off. Well, I can do not after death. It's going to be harder, but maybe someone could push me around. They could push me around.
Rub the ashes on them, and then they run around.
But I believe I have energy. I have analysis. You know, I came out as trans 37 years ago, trying to show leadership and say I'm trying to make a space for myself. And if anyone else is thinking I'm trans and they want to come out, maybe they say I'm like a bit like that person, and so we could move forward because no one was even discussing trans back in '85 when I came out.
Well, I'd like to think of myself as a bit like Eddie Izzard.
Well, good. In a positive way different ways, pushing out. Yeah, because there's a number of us are out there we're trying to get ourselves in a good place and then trying to reach out. Can we help anyone else? Can we help bring people up, you know, make connections rather than break them? Can we learn from you? Can you learn from us? That's my politics. So I'm just going to keep pushing until I get into Parliament and then I can keep trying to make things better for people.
Eddie, lovely to see you.
Happy Holidays from The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We're dropping your favorite Colbert classics with the biggest stars until we're back on January 3rd with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.